It's number 49 in our hymnal. Take the name of Jesus with you. 49.
Take it when we're ready to go. Savior, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Unto him who has loved us and washed us from sin, unto him. Father, we're so thankful once again for this new day that you have given us, this day of the Lord where we can come into your presence to worship you. We thank you for your great faithfulness to us, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. And so we recount your goodness to us this day, and we look forward with expectant hearts to what you will do for us now as we wait before you. We thank you for your steadfast love, that your love does not change. In spite of who we are, you look upon us in love and compassion. And so we pray that you would come and that there would be fresh mercy this morning for each one. You know the needs that we bring into this room, and you have mercy perfectly sculpted for our need, for the need of today. And so we come to you and we bring our cares to you, those that you have laid on our hearts, we bring them to you. And we thank you that we can know that you are all sufficient for our every need. And so teach us again this morning to receive and to take what you have for us today. We pray for the churches in our fellowship and throughout this land, and around the world where your name is being proclaimed this morning. We pray that souls would be saved. We pray that lives would be changed, that your kingdom here on earth would reflect more greatly your kingdom in heaven. We pray for the churches that are represented here in this place. And we pray for our church families, and we bring before you those that are looking to you for a touch in their bodies. We thank you that you are our great physician, and so we pray that there would be healing today and relief from discomfort and pain. We pray that your people, wherever they are, would have such a real sense of your presence, that you are with us, that your eye is upon us, that your heart is toward us, that you look upon your people with such great love and compassion. And we ask that you would be pleased with our offering of praise this morning, that you would open our eyes to see you in a new way, that you would reveal yourself to us through your word. And once again, as we leave this place, we would be quickened and encouraged, drawing strength in life from our union with your Son. Amen. I had the privilege as a teenager of being here most summers for most of the summer. And I had I would often find myself in that minister's room. There were times when my grandfather was here, and so he had snacks. but I would keep him company sometimes. And then, especially during the fourth period, when I was in the village, I would find my way to this side of camp often after the campers were asleep. And I would talk I would talk mostly to my cousin Phil. I would often go to him for advice, but I would also talk to Uncle Gordon and Aunt Martha, and ask them about different things. And we would spend some time together before they kicked me out and we all went to bed. But I remember one time my grandfather was getting older, and so he would ask different ones to help him with the singing. He didn't trust his voice or to lead like he used to. And I remember one time he asked me to do it, and sometimes that meant lead the singing, and sometimes it meant he would sit right there and I would hear him tell me what to do. So I would take his leading sometimes. But I remember one time we sang a lot of songs about the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And after the meeting, when I was back in that room, he said to me, I just remember little sentences here and there, He said to me, so often when he would sing songs about the blood of Jesus, it made the presence of God so palpable. He could just feel that God was pleased when we sang about the cross and the blood of Jesus. And there was just something special. I'm sure it was for the one singing, it's special too, because it brings to mind the great love of Jesus. But he said, in those times, I just feel Jesus draw so very near to us. And that stuck with me. It struck me. I wonder if you would sing with me from our white books, number 14. We sang the chorus a moment ago, but perhaps we would sing this together. And we'll have to stand as we sing the new song. And let's continue to praise Jesus. I hope that you feel free. I know I say that and then I keep talking. Just interfere. Interrupt. If God placed something in your heart, listen to him. Don't listen to me. And share what is placed on your heart. But for now, let's sing number 14. Take your hymnal and turn to the back, and there are some scripture readings that you find. And if you would turn to the one entitled Worship, it's number 56 of the scripture readings. It's on page 509. And we'll read this passage together. There's a page turn, just so you all know to keep going. And so I don't start reading by myself. Okay? But once we all have it, and it looks like we do, we'll read the entire passage together. Okay? So let's read now, beginning with Sing unto the Lord. Together. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathens, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, The Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord. He cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Amen. And then if you would take your white book, so we're moving back and forth, and if you would turn to number one, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Number one.
Oh, worship the Lord in
As we were singing before the new song, I was reminded of those verses that we have in Revelation chapter 1. And a thought came to me that encourages me from time to time. And it was this. In Revelation 1, John is there on the Lord's Day and he has this vision. And God says, I want you to write down what you see and I want you to send it to these churches in Asia Minor. And so John begins to write that letter. And in his writing, he greets the people. And it was just customary, I guess, back then for you to go to someone and say, grace and peace to you. And they might say back, grace and peace to you. It's just the way we would say hi nowadays. But John isn't saying grace and peace from John. John says in his letter, grace to you and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come. Grace to you from God the Father. That's a little bit different. If I say grace and peace to you, I'm just saying, hey, I hope you have a great day. Really nice to see you. That kind of thing. But when God the Father offers you grace and peace, that's an entirely different thing. And that's coming from one who is all-powerful and able to actually supply you with all grace and all peace. So John says, grace and peace to you from the one who is and who was and who is to come. And grace and peace to you from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, who is there before his throne, ready to work and to do according to his pleasure. And grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. And as he starts to describe Jesus, he just can't help it. He starts to sing and he starts to praise. And so he says these things that we've been singing in our praise. Grace and peace to you, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He just bursts into song. And then he starts to describe this one who is speaking to him. And he talks a little bit about the hair and the feet and the eyes of Jesus, the one who is speaking. But the thing that encourages me often on a Sunday morning is to when John talks about the voice of Jesus. I love that. There was a time, I'll just tell you, we don't have to look there, but it says that when he spoke, his voice was like the roar of many waters. I really like that. There was a time when I was foolish enough to think I had a favorite Bible verse. I have a favorite Bible verse now, but it changes from time to time. I've had one now for at least a decade. So maybe this is the one that just stays with me all the time. But I have these other ones that I think, every once in a while I say, oh, that's my favorite. I love that verse. I love that. Well, there was a time when the verse I loved the most, I guess, when I was a kid, was from Psalm 46. It says there that God uttered his voice and the earth melted. And I just thought about that. I said, what? Who can do such a thing? Where their voice is so powerful, the earth just melts, the mountains just fall away. What a power! It just struck me how mighty, how powerful. Well, here, the voice of Jesus speaking is the voice of roaring waters. This summer, I had the chance to go on a hike to a waterfall in the Catskills. It is supposed to, it's near Hunter Mountain, if you ever get to that part of New York. It's beautiful there. Not as beautiful as this. But it's a close second or third place. And this waterfall, they said, if you like research it, it says it is the crowning jewel of the Catskills. It is just beautiful. And so we walked into, I think it's called Catterskill Waterfall. And maybe because it's a dry summer, I don't know. But it was like someone had taken a hose and it was like, what did we just do? Lovely hike. But it wasn't much of the waterfall that comes to mind. You think of powerful waterfalls. It wasn't very much. But a couple summers ago, somehow we ended up in Western New York and we went to look at Niagara Falls. That's a waterfall. And if you're down by that waterfall, you have to shout because you can't hear what the other person is saying to you. Well, the good news is that John is telling us what's happening, the spiritual side of what's happening on the Lord's Day, right? So you might be in a church where the person just talks like this, like the Catterskill waterfall. You might be in a church where the preacher just thunders away and preaches with power and might. But you know what's happening? Regardless, God's word is going forth in power. It is the voice of roaring. It's Niagara Falls plus. It is a powerful voice. And so, as we are here, and it doesn't just have to be from this spot, but as we're expecting God to speak to us through his word and through what he places on the hearts of one another, let's expect whether or not you have to strain your ear to hear, or whether or not you would say, like, turn this thing down, please. Let's expect it to be a powerful word from God to our hearts, just what we are in need of. There are a few announcements this morning to mention to you. Dinner is at 12:30, Lord willing. I think Frank is busy making sure that dinner is at ready at 12:30. So we'll be ready and looking forward to that. There is a prayer meeting here in the lodge at 4:00 this afternoon for those that would like to gather to pray. And then tonight's meeting is at 7:30. And tonight we'll take some time to come to the table of the Lord to have communion together. And there'll be some reinforcements that are arriving today. And so they will join us and we'll prepare our hearts for this further for this period ahead. But it will be right this morning for us to pray for those that are still on the way, for the campers especially. God has something. There is a purpose that he is to accomplish in hearts over the next weeks. And so we want to be praying and for what he will do in those days. And so I thought maybe in these meetings we might ask a different counselor or two to pray for our campers. They'll be the ones that will be at the forefront, I guess you'd say. And so, Brother Trevor, be warned. One of these days, it will be you. Brother Trevor's been counseling very faithfully for quite a while now. And so, we'll ask you to pray. But Brother Adam, would you lead us in prayer this morning for our campers that are on the way and for the counselors that are coming? And you know the needs. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we give you all the honor and all the glory. Father God, we thank you for the breath in our lungs today and that we are able to gather here today to praise your name. Heavenly Father, I lift up the workers that are traveling today to get here. I pray for traveling mercies, that they get here safely and ready to work for your glory, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I lift up the campers that are coming tomorrow. I also ask for traveling mercies, that they get here smoothly, Heavenly Father, and that the camp begins smoothly. Father God, I pray for the returning campers, that the seeds that were sown in previous years are watered, Heavenly Father, and that new seeds are planted. Heavenly Father, you know their needs more than anybody else. I pray that there is an infilling of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of those children that are coming, Heavenly Father. Let your presence be felt up in the village, Heavenly Father, here, Heavenly Father. I pray for the workers, all of you, the counselors, the grounds, the cooks, the pot boys, everybody here, that we all are here to work for your glory and that we work with joy because we know it is for you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I pray that that Brother Gary, when he is speaking to the campers, Heavenly Father, that it is your words that you have for those campers, Heavenly Father. Speak to them with their time here, Heavenly Father. I pray that if there is a camper that doesn't know you, that they come to know you, Father. Meet them where they are, Heavenly Father.
Yes, God.
I pray for good weather, Heavenly Father, that the campers are able to have a good time, Heavenly Father, while they learn about you.
Yes, Lord.
I ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. I believe there's a choir song. Sister Minerva, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
While the choir is coming up, I wanted to share that while we were worshiping the Lord this morning, I was so grateful that we know our Savior. But I also am thankful that He can be our friend. And so we want to worship Him and sing about Him. And we just pray that this song will minister to you as well.
Yeah.
is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. I love Him so. He's so good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatever God has promised, He's faithful to perform. And the power of God is just the same today. Oh, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatever God has promised, He's able to perform. And the power of God is just the same today.
Well, let's take our white songbook, turn to number 46. As we sing, Arise, My Soul, Arise, we'll take our Sunday morning offering. This offering is for the Children's Fund. So we'll stand as we sing. Number 46.
Draw nigh with confidence. I now draw.
be seated.